This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Fuel and food inflation continues to challenge consumers and producers, and farm groups are saying some of that is within the government's control. Inflation is the highest in more than 30 years, and Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the problem is no longer transitory and could worsen with the new COVID variant Omicron. American Farm Bureau economist Veronica Nye says producers and consumers are dealing with a lot of factors outside their control.
Trucking rates, trucking availability, you look at increased wage rates and short supply lines where folks are having to wait for a long amount of time to fulfill orders. All of that adds up.
So food is not getting any cheaper.
92% or so of what we're spending at the grocery store on food is related to costs outside of farm production.
Fuel prices at a seven-year high are a big part of that, also raising farming costs, something Renewable Fuels Association Chief Jeff Cooper argues the government can address.
The fastest and most efficient way to reduce gas prices for consumers is to allow more ethanol into the blend. And right now, we're sort of stuck at the 10% level.
But the EPA is again delaying annual biofuel blending requirements, leaving oil refiners and ethanol, corn, and soybean producers with continued market and price uncertainty.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.